This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As Beijing prepares to welcome hordes of visitors for the Olympics, Chinese tourists are coming here. China and the U.S. signed an agreement last year. It's made it easier for the Chinese to take leisure travel. It used to be they could only get into the U.S. on business or student visas. These tours got underway a few weeks ago, New York, San Francisco, and, of course, the City of the Stars, Los Angeles. Gloria Hillard has more.
Holding a colorful flag in the air, tour guide Gu Zhong was rounding up his group of Chinese tourists in front of Universal Studios Hollywood. Coached by my Chinese-speaking editor, I attempted to say hello and welcome in Mandarin.
欢迎,欢迎.
Looking perplexed but polite, Gu Zhong translated for the Chinese visitors.
欢迎,欢迎.
This was the first stop on their Los Angeles tour. Fu Yuen was traveling with her family. The 21-year-old journalism student says she's wanted to visit the United States for as long as she can remember.
It's a dream. it's really, because it's hard for us to in America, but now it's open to us visitors.
65,000 new Chinese visitors spending more than $60 million in Los Angeles are expected in the next year. Mark Lieberman is president of the Los Angeles Convention and Visitors Bureau.
They want to come to the United States, and they want to come in a form of a group. So this is a very, very big business and very, very important to us.
At Universal Studios Hollywood, they're providing park maps in Chinese and hired two Mandarin-speaking guides for the tram tour.
Desperate Housewives, Pirates of the Caribbean,
The chance to see famed Wisteria Lane is a big draw for Chinese visitors, but Fu Yuen wanted to know about another TV show, her favorite one.
Do you know the show, The L Word?
No ceilings at all.
What's the name? The L Word.
Oh, yes.
Seems Showtime's lesbian-themed drama is a big hit in China.
We love it very much.
Many of the Chinese visitors, especially the younger generation, say it was from watching American movies and TV shows that they became interested in our country. Speaking through a translator, 25-year-old Ben Fong says that's why he wanted to come here.
I saw a lot of movies and learned a lot from the movies. So U.S. for me is a very interesting country, and I wish to come in person to learn more about this country, its cultures, its environment, its people.
Meanwhile, about 15 minutes away, Chinese tour guide William Pan was conducting a tour on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
I tell them now we're looking for the Jackie Chan.
Okay, good.
They posed for pictures at Jackie Chan and Arnold Schwarzenegger's star
Jackie Chan
and politely navigated celebrity lookalikes Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, and half the cast of Star Wars.
I tell them that the Hollywood Boulevard have a lot of these kind of movie stars, but not real.
Tomorrow, they head to the city with the lookalike Eiffel Tower. Tour guide Gu Zhong says Las Vegas is a very popular destination on the Chinese itinerary.
Gambling, big hotels, beautiful girls, you know. A lot of cash. That is America. Yeah.
I wished them a good trip and said goodbye, which thankfully didn't get as much laughter as my hello and welcome.
Say Jen.
Bye-bye.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.